Our scripture lesson today comes from a portion of Psalm 139. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them, they are more than the sand. I come to the end, I am still with you. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On the back cover of nearly every program that we print at the church for the occasion of a funeral or memorial service is a quotation from the book of Romans, from Paul's great magnum opus, full of words about grace and truth and hope. It's a brief phrase that speaks a deep truth into those days and these days and all of our days. Paul writes, "If we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. So that whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's." We are the Lord's, living and dying. 450 some odd years ago, a group of Presbyterians, Reformed leaders in Germany, in the midst of a time of struggle and crisis, wrote and shared a statement of faith, the Heidelberg Catechism, one of the most important documents in our Presbyterian tradition. It's written in a question and answer format to speak words of hope and truth, but also to teach the next generation through patterns of questions and answers. But the very first question in the whole document asks, "What is your only comfort in life and in death?" And the answer begins, "That I belong, body and soul, in life and in death, not to myself, but to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. I belong in life and in death. Living or dying, we are the Lord's. We belong to God." And that belonging, marked in the waters of baptism, is not something that death can ever separate. As we heard in our psalm reading today, Psalm 139, God promises a constant presence, an inescapable presence in the lives of those of the community of faith. Throughout all times and all places, as the psalm says, even if we were to set sail for the farthest limits of the sea, even there, God's hand would hold us fast. From our beginnings to our ending, from our mother's womb to the bed of death, We belong to God in life and in death. Today, on this All Saints Day, we proclaim this truth loud and clear in many ways. First, let's unpack one word, though, that sometimes leaves us lingering with questions this day every year. All Saints Sunday. What exactly does it mean to be a saint? In our tradition, rooted in the biblical witness, to be a saint does not mean to be holier than other people, to be better than other people, to do more good works than other people, to be more churchy than other people. To be a saint, according to Scripture, means to be one claimed as belonging to God. Claimed in the waters of baptism. Claimed in the family of faith. And so on this All Saints Sunday, the truth of the gospel is that all of us, whether we woke up feeling like one or not, are saints. We are all the saints together. But this family of saints, this community of those who belong to God, is not limited to just the bounds of this sanctuary or even the bounds to the known world. This family passes throughout all time and space, going far, far back before we were ever in our mother's wombs, and continuing on far beyond our own endings. All the saints together. And so it's appropriate that on this All Saints Sunday, as we do remember and give thanks to God for those who have died in the last year, that we also begin with a baptism, as God's claim and grace are marked and made real on yet another generation. It's appropriate that we gather to let our children lead us in worship this morning. It's appropriate that we hand out Bibles to those who are making important transitions in their own faith journey together with this body of saints called to be one church family. And of course, it's appropriate that soon we read aloud the names of those who have taught the rest of us what it means to be a saint. Those who have gone before us, who've taught all of us, even your pastors, what it means to be people who know they belong to God in life and in death. In our communion liturgy, there's a prayer of thanksgiving that we speak near the end of the service, where we give thanks for the life of the individual who has died, where we pray for all of us who are gathered here. And the words of that prayer, spoken at every service we have, include giving thanks that for the one who has died, death is now complete, pain is ended, and their baptism is now complete. Baptism, the beginning of the journey of faith, finds completion as we begin the resurrection life, born again. All the saints, all of us are called together into the one body, in through the one waters of baptism. It reminds me in the story that Wendell Berry wrote, a beautiful book called Jaber Crow, tells the story of a small town community through the lens of the man who serves as the barber in town. And over time, he takes on some other odd jobs. He serves as the grave digger in the cemetery, and he serves as the janitor in the local church. And in the context of that office, serving as the janitor, the main character recounts a moment he has sitting on the back pew of the sanctuary on a Sunday. He says, "I saw the people gathered there, all of them who had ever been there, I saw them as I had seen them from the back pew. I saw them as I had seen them the Sunday before. I saw them in all the times past and to come, all somehow there in their own time and in all time and in no time. I saw the cheerful working ones, the singing women, the men quiet or reluctant or shy, the weary, the troubled in spirit, the sick, the lame, the desperate, the dying, the little children tucked into the pews beside their elders, the young married couples full of visions, the old men with their dreams, the proud parents proud of their children, the grandparents with tears in their eyes, the pairs of young lovers attentive only to each other on the edge of the world, the grieving widows and widowers, the mothers and fathers of children who had died, the proud, the humble, the attentive, the distracted. I saw them all. I saw the creases crisscrossed on the backs of the men's necks, their work-thickened hands, the Sunday dresses faded with washing. They were just there. They said nothing, and I said nothing. I seemed to love them all with a love that was mine merely because it included me. I loved them all with a love that was mine merely because it included me. We belong to God. In life and in death, we belong together, and we belong to God. And so it's most appropriate that on this day, when we do give thanks for those who have died, we do so in the context of what happens here at this table, in the midst of prayer, as we prepare to come to taste and see this foretaste of the heavenly feast, this first course in the resurrection banquet that is to come. It's appropriate that here, of all places, we remember those who are part of the communion of saints, who gather with us every time we celebrate this feast, invited by Christ, our one Lord, the one host at this meal. And so, friends, the good news of the gospel is that even when it seems like death and darkness are all around us, in our own lives, in our world, in the news that we read, the good news of the gospel is that the night is as bright as day because of God. That darkness is as light because of the good news of the resurrection that unites us all on this side of the grave and on the other side to come. In baptism, in communion, we belong to God. In life and in death, we belong to God, to whom be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.